My Work and My Helpers. Sanitarium, California, October 23rd, 1907. Dear Brother Wilcox, I received and read your recent letter. Regarding the sister who thinks that she has been chosen to fill the position that Sister White has occupied, I have this to say. She may be honest, but she is certainly deceived. About a year after the death of my husband, I was very feeble, and it was feared that I might live but a short time. At the Healdsburg camp meeting, I was taken into the tent where there was a large gathering of our people. I asked to be raised up from the lounge on which I was lying, and assisted to the speaker's platform, that I might say a few words of farewell to the people. As I tried to speak, the power of God came upon me and thrilled me through and through. Many in the congregation observed that I was weak and that my face and hands seemed bloodless, but as I began speaking, they saw the color coming into my lips and face and knew that a miracle was being wrought in my behalf. I stood before the people healed and spoke with freedom. After this experience, light was given me that the Lord had raised me up to bear testimony for Him in many countries, and that He would give me grace and strength for the work. It was also shown me that my son, W.C. White, should be my helper and counselor, and that the Lord would place on him the spirit of wisdom and of a sound mind. I was shown that the Lord would guide him, and that he would not be led away, because he would recognize the leadings and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The assurance was given me, "You are not alone in the work the Lord has chosen you to do. You will be taught of God how to bring the truth in its simplicity before the people. The God of truth will sustain you, and convincing proof will be given that He is leading you. God will give you of His Holy Spirit, and His grace and wisdom and keeping power will be with you. The Lord will be your instructor. You will meet with deceptive influences. They will come in many forms, in pantheism and other forms of infidelity. But follow where I shall guide you, and you will be safe. I will put my spirit upon your son, and will strengthen him to do his work. He has the grace of humility. The Lord has selected him to act an important part in his work. For this purpose was he born. This word was given me in 1882, and since that time I have been assured that the grace of wisdom was given to him. More recently, in a time of perplexity, the Lord said, I have given you my servant, W.C. White, and I will give him judgment to be your helper. I will give him skill and understanding to manage wisely. The Lord has given me other faithful helpers in my work. Many of my discourses have been reported and have been put before the people in printed form. Through nearly the whole of my long experience, I have endeavored, day by day, to write out that which was revealed to me in visions of the night. Many messages of counsel and reproof and encouragement have been sent out to individuals, and much of the instruction that I have received for the church has been published in periodicals and books and circulated in many lands. As the work has grown, the number of my helpers has increased. Sister Marion Davis was a great help in copying my testimonies and in preparing for publication the manuscripts which I placed in her hand. I appreciated her help very much. She now sleeps in Jesus. For 11 years, Miss Maggie Hare was among my workers. She was a faithful and true helper. She returned to New Zealand. She again connected with the work in 1911. Recently, Miss Minnie Hawkins of Hobart, Tasmania, who was one of my copyists in Australia, has joined my staff of workers. During the General Conference of 1901, Brother Chrysler was impressed by the Spirit of God that I needed him in my work, and he offered his services. I gladly accepted his help. He is a faithful, efficient, and conscientious worker. Doris Robinson has assisted in copying my testimonies, and he has been diligently preparing life incidents for publication. Helen Graham is a good stenographer, and helps Sister Sarah McEnterfer and W.C. White in their work of correspondence. Sister Sarah Peck was my bookkeeper and helper for a number of years. She has left us to engage in schoolwork at College View. We now have as bookkeeper Brother Paul C. Mason. Sister McEnterfer is my traveling companion, nurse, and helper in many ways. Sister Mary Stewart and her mother are with us now, and Mary, who for many years has served as proofreader in the offices at Battle Creek and Nashville, has united with my workers. The work is constantly moving forward. We are making earnest efforts to place my writings before the people. We hope that several new books will go to press shortly. If I am incapacitated for labor, my faithful workers are prepared to carry forward the work. Abundant light has been given to our people in these last days. Whether or not my life is spared, my writings will constantly speak, and their work will go forward as long as time shall last. My writings are kept on file in the office, and even though I should not live, these words that have been given to me by the Lord will still have life and will speak to the people. But my strength is yet spared, and I hope to continue to do much useful work. I may live until the coming of the Lord, but if I should not, I trust it may be said of me, "Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." The Lord Jehovah is the one to specify how the work shall be carried on under all circumstances. W.C. White has his commission. I have instructed him to labor untiringly to secure the publication of my writings in the English language first, and afterward to secure their translation and publication in many other languages. He should be respected in the performance of his duty. He has been chosen by the Lord to take charge of the publication of my writings if I should lay off the armor. He has been long connected with the work, and God has given him experience and good judgment. I feel clear in entrusting my writings to his hand, because the Lord has fitted him for the work by giving him a decided experience. I rejoice that with the faithful helpers that God has given me, I am able to carry forward, in its many varied lines, the work given me to do. Both of my sons are engaged in giving this present truth to the world. I am glad that they are both connected with the publishing work. I thank God for the assurance of his love, and that I have daily his leading and guidance. I am very busy with my writing. Early and late, I am writing out the matters that the Lord opens before me. The burden of my work is to prepare a people to stand in the day of the Lord. The promise of Christ is sure. The time is not long. We must work and watch and wait for the Lord Jesus. We are called upon to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. All our hopes have their foundation in Christ. Are our people reviewing the past and the present and the future as it is unfolding before the world? Are they heeding the messages of warning given them? Is it our greatest concern today that our lives shall be refined and purified, and that we shall reflect the similitude of the divine? This must be the experience of all who join that company who are washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb. They must be arrayed in the righteousness of Christ. His name must be written in their foreheads. They must rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Christ has engraved the names of his people on the palms of his hands. He will never lose his interest in any dependent soul. Say to the church members that there is need of thorough consecration to God. Let all understand that they must make a covenant with God by sacrifice. We need the blessings of the gospel every day and every hour. Every proof of the Lord's power, his presence, and his love is to be recognized with grateful thanks. Happiness is to be achieved by the right action of the soul toward God. I thank the Lord for this precious thought. Let him be glorified by the sentiments expressed and by the actions performed. Never have testimonies been more clearly brought before the people than those that have recently been traced by my pen. God bids me urge upon the attention of our people the importance of their study. Let this work begin now. Then, whether I am permitted to labor or am laid away to rest until Jesus comes, these messages are immortalized. To my brethren I now say, speak words that will draw souls to Christ. Bring forth fruit in good works. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Every conceivable thing will be brought in to deceive, if possible, the very elect. But the Lord will certainly take care of his work.